Good morning, Living Hope. Here we go again. Okay. Good morning, Emmanuel Baptist Church.
Good morning.
You know, I said that about 10 times every Sunday for 5 years, actually 15 years. And so I apologize for that. I promise that's the first time I've done that in at least one week. And so I do apologize for that. So thank you very so much, Andrew. God bless you. And today I come to you and I say grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have come to the next to last message in our current series titled Above All. Now, if you have your bulletins, if you have your notes, hold them up right here. Hold them up. Now, you will notice that you have 3 points there if you look on the back. I want you to draw a straight line between point one and point three. Draw it across the page and put point two next to that. And then renumber point two, make it number point three. And then draw another line after that, because we have 5 points today. And this was Pastor Larry that did this. Anytime I get involved in doing this kind of stuff, something usually goes wrong. We have 5 points today. So if you have your notes all squared away, please say amen.
Amen.
And if you've forgiven me for that, say amen again.
Amen.
All right. So as we're working through our journey through the book of Hebrews. If you have your Bibles with you, whether in printed or digital format, please hold your Bibles up all over the sanctuary. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 will be in verses 1 and 2 today. And today's message is titled, Run Like a Champion. Run like a champion. You don't get in a race to run it to lose. Amen. You know, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, if you're there, please say amen.
Amen.
Reading from the Word of God. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this day for your word. We ask that you forgive the teacher his sins, for they are many. Let his lips speak only your truth. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. And all God's children said, amen. So how many of us remember back, for some of us, many years ago, when you got a new pair of tennis shoes? You remember that? What did you do with that new pair of tennis shoes?
Run faster.
You ran faster. You'd run out the front door, you'd run out through the yard, you'd jump, you'd run higher. And so, when you think of a runner, when you think of the epitome of runners these days, what do you think about? Well, I think about the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I like the concept of worldwide competitions. I love the Olympic folks that do those running. You know, these are runners that compete with total and complete concentration. When they run with every ounce of their strength. They stay in their lane. They're focused on the goal. They press on. They devote their lives to running their race to the best of their ability. What was that Jamaican runner's name, the sprinter?
Usain Bolt.
Oh, I thought y'all might have forgot that. Have you ever watched that guy run? That is in a class by himself. He is so focused. He doesn't move to the right. He doesn't move to the left. Totally focused. Listen, friends. And when he hits that one spot, he gets that charge of energy. And it's like there's nobody else even in that race. He's simply amazing. God-given talent. But he is focused on running like a champion. Friends, true runners are not running against anybody but themselves and the clock. That's what the true champions are. You know, you will say, when Bolt was running, it's not whether or not he's going to win the race. It's whether he's going to set a new world record beating his own best time. Hallelujah. Christian life is to be just like that. That is how the Christian life is to be lived and led and run. Now you may be thinking, well, if the pastor's going to teach us to run like a champion, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't run. Or I can't run because I'm tied to a sick bed. I can't run because I'm 90 years old. I can't run because I have twisted limbs. I can't run because I have sore heels. Miss Ruth Ann, keep your thoughts to yourself. To those things, I say, nonsense. You should run. And you will run if you listen to our scripture today. Amen? Listen, friends. Listen to this verse one more time. Verse 1. Therefore, if you're there, say amen. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. According to this scripture, according to the holy word of God, if you are saved, then you are a runner in the race of life. You are in the race without exception. Whether you know it or not, and whether you believe it or not, you are in a race. I don't care how old you may be. I don't care how feeble you may be. I don't care how young you may be. I don't care how long your legs are or how short they are. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It does not matter how poor you are. There is a race for you to run, and God wants you to run it like a champion. You are not to approach life. You are not to run this race like you are already defeated. I have 5 points for you today about running like a champion. You want to run like a champion, church?
Amen.
Oh, that was a little weak. Let's try that one more time. Do you want to run like a champion, church?
Amen.
Don't you want to run individually like a champion?
Yes.
Don't we want to run corporately like a champion, church?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have 5 points today. Point number one. There is a purpose to pursue. And I have all P's today in case you want to get going on that. You will notice that verse 1 begins with, therefore. Now when we see a verse in Scripture that says, therefore, what do we ask ourselves? What is it?
Therefore.
And what he's talking about in the previous chapter, the writer listed many successful heroes in the faith. Look at verse 17 in chapter 11. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. Jump down to verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. Verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying. By verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying. Verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born. Verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt. Verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as to dry land. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell. Verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab did not perish. On and on and on, these heroes of great faith, running like champions. Now, what is this list for? Why did the Lord put those there? Why did the Lord have the writer place all of that there? Well, let me tell you this. It is not to inspire us or to entertain us, but to challenge us to run like they ran and to do so by faith. Chapter 11 lists the heroes of the past, one after the other, that are now up there in glory. They're in heaven looking down, looking on. They've run their race. They're in heaven. And they've cast their crowns at the feet of Jesus. Amen? I get asked, Pastor, do you think that people in heaven know what we're doing down here? I say, yes, I do. Look at this passage. This passage clearly teaches here that they know what's going on. That they are watching and looking on. They're cheering us on. Verse 20. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next week at Emmanuel Baptist Church. It's
eternal God, unchanging, mysterious and unknown. Your boundless love, unfailing, in grace and mercy shown. Bright seraphim in ceaseless flight around your glorious throne, they raise their voices day and night in praise to you alone.
Bird. Let every mountain end.